So you have to shema shvi zechut for everybody, the chayalim, for everybody in Israel, for shulamah, for the shvuyim, as Radan gave the mishaberach. Just a word on something we said previously, and then moving on. The sugya of terima, we talked about the Rambam writes the language miachan liyad. You take the dates and you crush them up with your hands, so then you still make an eid. Says the Or LeZion, Ben Zion ben Asher. Well, he said maybe if you crush with a mixer, with a machine, so now it's shakol, it's totally changed. So fruit leather, he was explaining the minhag that the Mizmor La'asaf quoted, that the Ben Ish Chai quoted, that the fruit leather was shakol. So he says that's the reason. And so therefore on the bonbon, the Pringles, the falafel, hummus, all those things we were talking about, he would say shakol. Similar to the Ben Ish Chai, but for a different reason. Miacham b'yat. However, Chamavadya, both Rav David and Rav Yitzchak, both don't follow that duke. They say, Latafka, as you see in Simon Reish Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, even by Bisamim, that was Kiddushim, spices that were crushed up and added some honey and sugar, you still make the same bracha, even though it's crushed up into powder. Yes, it's true. The Rambam writes Biyah, but Latafka, that's just the easiest way to crush up the dates. And they didn't have machines in their day. But it's not they didn't have mortar and pestle. They did. My father's told me that my grandfather, when they came from Syria, they had a mortar and pestle from Aleppo way back. This is what when they made medicine, they used to crush it up in a little stone thing. In the olden days, they definitely had a way to crush things. So it's not a raya that says meyachan biyad. Chum Avadya says it proves from the Achronim that in Simon Reish Dal the Bisamim, it was crushed up until he made the ha'ed. Now, it's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Humlata. In the Gemara, Lamidvav, Mamidben, it's also in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that you make hadama on ginger that was crushed up and had some other spices. You can't eat the ginger by itself, so you add in thrown sugar or something like that. Okay. Adkan, I'm Shimon Tishmu, Im Tishma B'Yashan, Tishma Chadash. So that was the Chazara. Now, moving on. Sif Tet, Sif Yod, all about drinks. We're going to talk about coffee and tea. So you give a little background. There's a story. It's not on the topic, but so we should know where the Chachamim where it came up in history. We all know that, okay, there was the pogroms by the European countries, by the Ashkenazim, by Tach V'Tat, 1648, 1649. And then in Ukraine, they killed many, many Jews. Not 15 years later, 1665, in Eretz Israel, there was somebody who was a big Mekubal, who was a student Mekubal, Shabtai Svi. Everybody's heard of him. Why? Who was the one? It was Natan Azati from Aza. Mach Shemo, what did he do? He had the Nevuah. He was also a Mekubal. He was a student of, we're going to mention, the Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, Halacha Ketanot. He was in Yerushalayim with Rabbi Moshe Galanti Mamagain. Many of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim, the 1600s, there's only basically two generations after Rabbi Yosef Karo and Ari and his Talmidim. So Rabbi Chagiz, Rabbi Moshe Galanti was a big Mekubal, and many famous stories of his Maasim and Nisim that he did. His student was this Natan Azati. So he got married at 20, and he started doing tzigufim and fasting. He fasted for an entire week before Purim, and he said he had dreams. He was able to see Maisa Merkava, seeing HaKadosh Baruch, whatever it was. He meets this Shabtai Svi in Yerushalayim, and he tells him, oh, I saw in a dream your Mashiach. And Shabtai Svi thought, what are you joking? This doesn't make any sense. He convinced him 5 months after convincing him. And by the end of the year, 1965, he already convinced him he's Mashiach. This Shabtai Svi went his way, and he went to Egypt to get people on his back. And Turkey, he came to Chalab, and in 6 months, tens of thousands of people started following Shabtai Svi. And this Natan HaAzati, Rav Shlomo Laniado from Chalab, was also signed up. There was many people, the Kanag, Rabbi Chaim Ben Vesti, he was the student of the Maharit in Yerushalayim, the Ma'abit. In the days contemporary of Yosef Karo, they argue about Shemitah, the student of the Maharit also argues, his Tshuvot brought in the Beit Yosef, the Maharit. He's that old. He's the Maharit is contemporary of Yosef Karo and Hilchot Mikvot, he's brought. Now, what happened? The Kanag originally believed Shabtai Svi. He thought, maybe he's right, maybe there's something to it. People saw that Kabbalah Ma'asid. He was able to do tricks. He was able to walk on water. So they thought, oh, maybe the Shabtai Svi has something.
It didn't take, it was not even about 6 months until it became famous, until the Sultan of Turkey, the Ottoman Empire took care of the Shabtai. See, they said, this is crazy. He's rebelling. And they told him, you have to convert or we're going to kill you. He says, okay, fine. So he converted and he told all the Hasidim, all the people that were following Shabtai, he said, what do we should do? So he said, yeah, you go from the Tumah to the Tara, we're going to go and convert. So he brought, it's terrible. Now that, the Chachmei Chalab and many of the Chachmei Yerushalayim went crazy, said, this is terrible. Already from the before he converted, so at the time he converted, it stopped in certain countries. The Chachamim stood up and said, this is crazy, forget it, he's a false Mashiach. He abolished Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tammuz, now Mashiach come, we don't need it. But before even he converted, even those 6 months, there were some Chachamim who were against him. The Kanag approved him, and then he changed his mind. The Kanag said, this guy is not the real thing, he's all fake. But before that, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz was the Rebbe of this Natan Azati. It was Ashkenazi who came to Yerushalayim. He learned, and then he went to Azan. He started having his Mevuot, whatever. But Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, the Halacha Kenanot, already saw right through him from the beginning. He said that he made a Cherem in Yerushalayim already, whatever it was, 1665. Before 1666, the whole world knew this guy was a fake. And now, it didn't really work out so well. Tens of thousands of people converted to Islam because of the Shabtai Tzvi. He married a Torah, crazy wacko thing, Shabtai Tzvi, and also it caused terrible destruction for the Jews in Europe. It was all over Europe for not just for that year. It happened for the next several decades. Jews were thinking that Mashiach had come, and they were selling their property. They were going to Eretz Yisrael. It was a crazy situation because of all this Shabtai Tzvi and a backlash. Was the Chachamim in Europe? So we have to cut out a lot of the Arizal Nuschaot. Even that they already started including in their Sidur, they took it out. Keter in the Kiddushah, Ashkenazim don't say, because they don't want to be thinking maybe someone's going to make any mistakes. Mashiach, they took out a lot of things out that we say, they took it out. And that's what happened with Natanazi. Now, his Rebbe, this we know, Halacha Ketanot, Rebbe Yaakov Chagiz, built Big Tal Chacham, and he was able to see through this from the very beginning. So that's why he made a Cherem in Yerushalayim before, and that's why Shabtai Tzvi never got anybody from Yerushalayim to join along with him, and he ran away. That's why he went to other places, not into Eretz Yisrael. Either way, what happened about, we're talking about now, coffee and tea. What's the bracha? It started coming to the Mediterranean area before, the Sephardi Chachamim, before it came to Europe, came from Asia, where with the tea. So the Halacha Ketanot says he thinks the bracha on coffee should be ha'adama. Why? It comes from a bean. Now others later said, wait a minute, it's from a bean, it really should be ha'etz. Okay. It's from the bean from the tree. Whatever. But whether it's adama, there's what to discuss. There's some achronim say, yeah, but maybe it's not the ikar. Okay, we can discuss, but pashtut, it should be ha'etz or ha'adama. And why? Because we have a Gemara. He says, May silkach, silkach, lamid chenam and aleph at the bottom. If you cook vegetables in water, it takes the bracha of the vegetables. So may silkach, the Swiss chard, you cook it in water, you make the bracha on ha'adama in the water. Same thing with vegetable soup. That's what it sounds like mefurash in the Gemara. We're going to get to a lot of conditions. Before we get to Maran, Reish Hay, Sif Aleph. If you go up a few lines, so let's ask. We have five kushiot. Okay, let's try. If you can get this, then the differential equations or your accounting should be a piece of cake. What do we have? Five sugyot that deal with liquids, the bracha changing. Lam echadim and alpha at the top. The Gemara says hilchata trima asau tamarim asau trima mevarach b'rahama. However, may peirot mevarach l'brish hakol. As the Gemara says, zeh ba'alma. It's just the sweat. It's just the liquid from the fruits. Therefore, you make shakol. That's the first sugya that we need to know. Fruit juices, and that's brought in sif tet, and then we'll talk about sif yod in a moment. Sif tet, okay, in reish bed, sif tet, we know the halakha on fruit juice, we make shakol. Okay, then you skip down to the bottom of the amud, you see that mesil ka, this is the kasha, the opposite, we say that mesil ka is, kisil ka is hadama, the vegetable soup. Go back, lamed, vavam and olive, there, anigron, the Gemara has, they're talking about vegetable juice. They're eating, they're drinking together with this olive oil, so the olive oil is not bad for you, whatever, you put it together, and there, the Gemara says, it's not going to be the same bracha as the Shemen Zayi. Definitely, Ikar V'Tefel, the Gemara is saying, it's clearly some other bracha. Which bracha? The Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch in Maran, Sif, Dal, Reish, Bet, Sif, Dal, is a Shakol. Okay, we're going to get back to the Gra, the Marmor Mordechai, Eli Rav, everybody jumps up. Why Shakol? It's just the same thing as fruit. What's the difference between the drink that was made from the vegetable juice and the same thing as the Mesil Ka, the vegetable soup? What's the difference? The vegetable juice, vegetable soup, same thing. What's the difference? That's the third sugya. A fourth one is, one second, we have those three. I'll see, I'll tiff and remember. In Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tav Vav is Sukkar. About, this is from the Gaonim. Some Gaonim said Ha'etz. It comes from the sugar cane in sugarcane Asia. The sugar cane it's a tree, and you take out the middle, and they cook it, and they drink the syrup, that sugar, and then they make it into crystals. Good, so that should be sugar. Sugar should be ha'etz. It comes from a tree. Other Chachamim said no, it's not the ikar. It's not. So let's go make hadamah. Says the Rambam, no, neither like this, not like that. It should be shakol. Okay, what's the? And we'll get back to why the Rambam says. We'll try the. Fifth thing is Devash Tamarim. Also on Lamechadim and Alf in the same sugya, the Gemara says, on everything, the May Peiro, we make Shakol. Rabbi Yoshua, Zeb Alma, when you have Truma, Aser, it takes it down a level. You can't take Truma of an apple and smush it into apple juice. Okay, there's even discussion about that peel. Nowadays, we may kill on the peel. So fine, if you have a Truma apple, a Truma orange, so you could, it doesn't have Kedushat. But what about the Devash Tamarim? The Gemara says, on Devash Tamarim, you make shakol, because again, Zeb Alma, the honey that comes from dates is shakol. The Bahag says famously about this, the Bahag has a different shita. So, okay, what do we do with all these five sugyot? It seems like the juice that come from the juice that came from the fruit, we said on, well, to put together all these five sugyot. That's Reish Bet, Sif Yud is Devash Tamarim. So we have Devash Tamarim, the honey of dates, shakol. Anigron, shakol, Reish Bet, Dalet. We have Rage. We have May Perod also. That's a third sugya. And then we have Sukkar, the Rambam, Maran, Shakol. We have four sugyot, Shakol, the Anigron, Sukkar, May Perod, Devash Tamarim. Those four sugyot, Sif Dalet, Sif Chet, Sif Tet, Sif Yud, and Sif Tevav, the Sukkar in Reish Bet. So we have four Sifim. But then you go two Sifim later, Reish Hay, Sif Aleph, by the Mesoka. So five sugyot. Okay, so let's make it simple. Basically, we have one major stira. Is it mesel kaf? The vegetable soup is hadama. But on the other hand, earlier on the page, we say may peirod, fruit juice is shakol. What do we do with this? Five kushyot, five answers. Okay, let's try to figure it out. We'll make it simple after, so we'll summarize. Five kushyot, really one kasha. What's the difference between may peirod and mesel kaf? The Bahag shita is everything is the same bracha. You never change the bracha just because it got a juice. Just like we said by Trima, just because you totally smushed it, you changed it. So what? It has the main thing is totally there. If nothing changed about it, you should make the same bracha. Now, okay, what about Devash Marim? So Devash Marim is famous. It's quoted in the Rosh and the Rashba, all the Rishonim. So we'll have to get, it is possible he holds it even by Mei Perot Mamash. But I'll say what is easy. What he says on Devash Marim, the Bahag says Devash Marim is Ha'etz. But the Gemara says Shakol. Oh, it's only when you added water into it. Okay, so now, what about the Mei Perot? So the Mei Perot, it's Halui and Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. The Yerushalmi has that he has a diuk. It says in the Mishnah, Kids in the Baruch Al Perot, Al Kulam, the Baruch Reprehetz, Chutzman Yayin, says the Yerushalmi, what are you talking about? All of them we would make the same bracha except for wine. It sounded like you smush it and turn it into a juice, and you're making the same bracha, except for the fact that it would have been wine special. But it sounded like you could have made it on fruit juice, ha'etz, and that's what Yerushalmi concludes. The Bahag quotes that. Now he also quotes the Ar Gemara of fruit. So I would say nobody quotes the Bahag as saying fruit juice is shakol, is ha'etz, lama'aseh, but it's possible. If you look inside, that part of the Bahag where he quotes the Yerushalmi, it's quoted in the Chamavad Yisarim, but not quoted earlier. So maybe the Bahag holds one shita simply, the Devash Marim, ha'etz, the Yerushalmi by Mei Perot, and Mei Perot also ha'etz. What does he say? By Mesel Kahadama, simple, so straightforward. Sugya Sukkar held like the Gonim. Also, that's the Bahag is the easiest shita to work with. Okay, everything is Ha'etz, everything is Hadama. Now, Mepi wrote, I'm not 100% sure because he quotes local Marot. Okay, there's a lot, and there's also different texts in what he said, even about Devash Marim. But okay, I'm working with one. The Bahag that we have in front of us quotes the Yerushalmi. Amazing. But at least I'll say, even if it's not the Bahag, it's the Yerushalmi shita. The Yerushalmi has this straight shita. Okay, we don't paskin like that shita. Now let's go to the shitot that we do. There's two famous shitot. They're both quoted in Maran, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says, it depends on taste, tam. We have a klal, tam kikar. If you have a flavor of something, it comes like the item. For example, someone asked me this week, they took on themselves yashan. They wouldn't eat things, new grain. Okay, so the minhag, we have a lot of sirufim. We're lenient in a lot of ways. But if you look in the simple post game from the Sfardi Chachamim, we should have been machmir. The Rosh Rambam Rif If someone has new grain, it means that they planted the flour after Pesach. You can't eat it until next Pesach. Okay, the Riv Raman Rosh Machmir, even Bechutz La'aret, even Beyad Goy. But okay, we're Meikel because of Safek Sveka, or Rov, whatever it is, we have what to rely on. I'm not going to, this the Yaakov Yosef, one day. But what if someone said, okay, so in the calf they make, in the same oil, the things with the schnitzel or whatever, with flour that's not for sure Yashan, together, but then I want to have the French fries, I want to have something else that's made in the same oil. What do I have to worry about, Tom Kikar, the flavor going one to the other? So Pashtut, yes, it's the same thing. Why? Because we posek time, and there's seven shiton. They're not going to do that. They're different. So in Sadi Ched, Yerodei, Sef Aleph, time Kikari posek, it's Min HaTorah. However, there is a shita Rashi. It's only the Rabbanan, it's not as Chamur. And the Rashi is Safi Doraita Ahochena Lahachmir. So here you have other Seikot. You can add in shita Rashi. Either way, I just told the person, yes, it is a sneak. If you want to be Machmir and Yashan, no. The usual people are Machmir and Yashan, are Machmir even on the time Kikar. Not the Kilim. If you just have the pot, there's someone, you go to someone's house and they're not machmir and yashan, so use the pots now for yashan food. That's halacha lemaaseh. It's marival, the roshach, the chamavadi. That's for sure mutar. Yes, there was a whole story. Somebody is Sfardi in YU was trying to say they didn't want the calf money and to get out because they're not machmir on the kelim. Okay, then you ask the gedolim here if you can get out of the calf. That's not my sha'ala. But In the Mishnah Berurah, in Kaf HaChayim, they're not machmir kelim. We are machmir on Tam Kikar. Anyway, Tam Kikar could have been a sniff, and yes, I think for somebody who's only accepting as a chumrah, yes, there's what to mimikah. That's the rosh. It's the taste. That mesel ka kisel ka has the taste of the vegetable in the fruit in the juice, as opposed to me perot doesn't have the taste. You don't get the full taste of the orange or the apple into the juice. The Chazanish made a chiluk. He said maybe citrus fruits. What were the fruits that they saw in Europe? They were really the apple fruits. They weren't the citrus fruits. The citrus fruits are like Mediterranean. They're in hot climates. The apple, the oranges. They mamash the juice pockets in the citrus fruit. The pulp has the fruit itself and has the juice. So there, for sure, everybody should agree. Even the rosh. But either way, that's not what we post. He has other arguments with the rash. We'll get to. But the rosh is simple. The rosh says depends on flavor. When you have vegetables, you cook them. You get the flavor. You cooking gets the flavor. And the brother of the tour said even the rosh would say just about, he says cooking the vegetables so to cooking fruit you make a fruit soup should also be the same when you cook something it gets the flavor as opposed to the me perot just squeeze something you don't get the flavor dvash marim doesn't get the flavor sukkar is also it doesn't have the no he's gonna go the tour and the rosh they go by sukkar they go ha'etz okay and then that's the shita of the rosh flavor. Rashba says, he says, when you make vegetables, you planted the vegetables, so you should be able to cook them. A lot of people cook vegetables, therefore it's not a problem. Therefore, you're going to make the same bracha. However, on meperot, you didn't make the meperot in order to plant them, so you should be able to make fruit juice out of them. Nobody was making fruit juice. It was such a waste of the juice, such a waste of the fruit in the olden days. Nobody, except for Zeitim Anavim. And fine, that's the third shita, right? So we have the Bahag, Rosh, Rashba. Two more quickly. Mordechai says a chiluk depends on drink versus food that you eat. Shatter likes this is a big. This is the Ra. This is the Mordechai. This is the Gra. Very interesting. Achila, you make the same bracha. Trima is still a food, and so too is mepiro. You drink, you eat it with a spoon. You're trying to fill yourself up. You get you get nourishment. That's a food, as opposed to a beverage. Doesn't matter liquid solid. Depends on beverage. You're drinking it. Shtia shani. And this is the third answer in the Tosafot Lamechet about beer. Why beer do we make shakol? The minhag with everybody made shakol. Why do you make shakol? And then it gives three answers. Third answer is shtia shani. A drink is different. So that's it. When you change it, not only the form has changed, but also the use has changed from a food to a liquid. That's going to be shakol. That's the approach of the ra'ah, gra, mordechai. The Rabbi Yehuda Ayish, he goes back to coffee. He goes back and he says, no, the halachah kanana is wrong. He's right. It should be, the coffee should be ha'etz. He says, oh, what about the shtia shani, this Mordechai? He says, no, that's halacha only specifically to the chamish minei dagan, a different sugya, kol sheyesh bo chamish minei dagan, merach ber mezon, but if it's a little dabek, so then there's l'dvuka be'alma. That's what Tosa means, shtia shani. It's not the main intent when you put in the grains, you put the barley into the beer, so therefore, but it's a unique rule over there. But it's not a general rule, drinks versus food. That's the Rabbi Yehuda Ayish, Gina Veradim. However, the Gra, but it's Mefurash in the Mordechai, not like Rabbi Yehuda Ayish. He only saw it because he saw it the way that was quoted from and the other Achronim. But in the way it's quoted in Tosaf, but if you see in the Mordechai, it's Beferush that way. That it doesn't matter on his answer. Well, it's by all things he says it. Okay, the last answer is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, it's the exact opposite of the Bahag, the Yerushalmi. Everything is Shakol. Ah, Mesil Ka, he says, no problem. Mesil Ka is, if you're actually eating the actual vegetable, the whole Sugya is very different. Read according to the Ra'ah. To summarize, the Shitot by coffee, we have coffee and tea should have been Mesil Ka, should have been Ha'et or Hadama. However, and that's what the Halacha Ketanot come out, that's what several Gedolei Achronim of the Sfaradim also come out. Rabbi Yudayesh, however, the Algeria 1700s. So I already mentioned all these because you should know, 17 going to 16, 1700s. However, Perach Mata Aaron, also Sfaradi, as well as the Pri Chadash, they say, no, Shakol. Why? Because the shoot of Rosh, there's so many shitot when we come to Mesil Ka, there's other conditions they throw in order to be Mesil Ka, in order to have the Hadama on a soup, vegetable soup, and that is, you have to also cook it so you should be able to eat the vegetable. If you throw out the vegetable, you can't say the vegetable is the Ikar anymore. So that's the in shita of the Rosh, and that's, and now, the Rabbi Yudayesh knew that, and he responded, no, it's not true, because Nadai Daitahachi is the most powerful factor, since you planted the coffee bean to be able to make it. So if you should still make the same bracha, halacha lemaaseh, this is from the Pri Chadash, and then the Kaf HaChaim, the Chida, everybody, the halacha, not laha, like, the halacha, Kiliron said it was a minhag, yes. We'll say, okay, well, another day we'll say the story with the Yeshua, the Kosh Yeshua, the great-grandfather Chasam Sofer, we'll start next time with that. The minhag is clear from the Chida, Kaf HaChaim, Mavad, everybody makes Shakol. It's good just to know this sugya, because it's relevant to Bishal Akum and other things, Shechar Akum, that is not, it wasn't simple why we make Shakol on the coffee and tea. Thank you very much.